WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazzsinger Sarah Vaughan has died of lung cancer at the age of 66. Vaughan was remarkable both for her technique and her artistry. She began her career singing in the Earl Hines and Billy Eckstein bands with some of the musicians who later became pioneers in bop. Her own singing adapted to that musical revolution. Over the years, Vaughan sang to fans in over 60 countries. We phoned pianist Jimmy Rowles, who accompanied Vaughan on and off during the 60s and 70s, and who remained a close friend. I asked him what it was about Vaughan that set her apart from other jazz singers.
Well, the voice itself, the instrument, was so fantastic. She had about a 6-octave range. And the quality of the voice, the way she changed her sound, and she was like a flute player or something.
Talk to me about Sarah Vaughan's phrasing.
That's hard to do. Sarah Vaughan's phrasing was like trying to explain Thelonious Monk's phrasing. She could sing the song just plain simple, and it would be so beautiful you'd cry. Or she could wrench things out of it. She just, it all depended on what mood she was in.
What are some of the ways she would surprise you when you were accompanying her?
Well, sometimes when she'd change keys in the middle of things, just without even letting you know what she was doing, just reach over and push you, you better get your ears going because she was going into another key or something. That would do anything. She was sort of like trying to follow Art Tatum or something like that. Be the bass player for Art Tatum.
Do you have, like, any, like, special memory that you'd like to share with us before we have to wrap up?
Well, the memory I have that always breaks my heart is that one time she came to the house, and this one night she came in and I had a beautiful Steinway grand, and she just went over there and sat down and started making stuff up, just noodling around at the piano. And she played for about a half hour, and she played some of the most beautiful piano I've ever heard. And I had one of those tape recorders lying on top of the piano, and I was so engrossed that I forgot to turn it on. And that, every time I think about that, I think about what a dumb bunny I am.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Well, I hope she's in heaven. If she isn't, I don't know who is.
Pianist Jimmy Rowles. This is Sarah Vaughan, as recorded in 1950.
East of the sun and west of the moon, we'll build a dream house of love, dear. We live in a heavenly